There you go. Now, caller made note. City of Bryan talking about clearing up trees and
College Station.
Excuse me, City of College Station clearing up trees and all the things that you need to do. I mean, it's just it's part of that whole deal. First of all, they clear up tree problems anyway. But then when you have the kind of summer that we've had, there's been more distressed trees and some trees need to be taken down, as he said. But caller points out, you know, if they're topping trees and Neil Sperry has not been notified, there is going to be hell.
I know.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And they better not.
Especially those crepe myrtles.
He'll lash himself.
Boy.
He'll lash himself to a crepe myrtle. I'm just saying.
To protect it.
Yeah.
Man, I heard him the other day telling us do not top those.
Almost every day.
Yeah.
Really?
Those crepe myrtles.
Yeah. It's almost like Bob Barker used to talk about, you know, spay and neuter.
Help control the pet population.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's
he's
right.
Talking about, you know, don't top off your crepe myrtle. He probably has a bumper sticker on his car that says
yeah,
that.
Yeah, save the crepe myrtle.
Yeah, well, don't top them. Yeah.
Topping is murder.
Yeah, that, he does. Yeah, he's brutalizing, I think he even said one
that's
day.
That's right. Going, every day.
Come on. It's a plant.
Yeah, says every day 10,000 crepe myrtles get topped.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. You only you could prevent crepe myrtle topping.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, that's fine. So
speaking of him, he'll kick the door in here in about 8 minutes.
So. That's right.
He will.
So anyway.
That's right.
So I know, Chase, you've been keeping count, but last night was the 15th
debate.
15th debate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about the 13th that I've watched, too.
Two things.
Uh-huh.
And they had it in a large, it was in a large arena. It was in mm-hmm. the Myrtle Beach Convention Center.
Yeah.
But apparently Bret Baier falls victim to that old TV deal. If the camera's far away from you, you tend to yell. And he did. And I guess he couldn't hear himself because of the crowd. But it was just fine, Brett.
Those mics work.
Yeah, but yeah. Howdy Doody was yelling at us last night.
And I think you're right, because the crowd behind him was so loud, he thought that he had to yell. So, right.
And at the end.
He needs to go on a field trip with the boys from Game Day on ESPN.
Sure, let them hear that, yeah. Mm-hmm. At the end, Juan Williams did a great job of patting Fox on the back, saying it was the best debate because it was a real debate. I'm going, well, how self-serving is that? Thank you for telling us that you just provided us with a fine debate.
Juan Williams had kind of gotten schooled earlier in the evening by Newt Gingrich. So,
They're both Fox boys. They both, got their paychecks from there.
Yeah, yeah. But it was entertaining. It's kind of like a wrestling match.
I'm watching him. I'm going, you know, being scared of a black man on an airplane is the best thing that ever happened to him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he'd still be over at NPR making about $82,000 a year. And instead, he's over there at Fox doing
that's
about
right.
10 times that much.
Exactly.
So, yeah, he's happy about that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what'd you think of the debate?
Oh, I kept going, I want to go watch the basketball game. I want to go watch the basketball game.
Well,
and then that got to be no good. I guess everybody made points, I think, except Rick Perry. I mean, I didn't see that.
Was
Rick
he playing?
Much. Huh?
Was he playing?
Yeah, he was. He was dribbling.
Oh, we're still talking debate, not basketball.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he was over on the left.
I don't think it was a great night for Romney. I mean, they pretty much tried to lay gloves on him, and I think they landed a punch or two.
But
I think he's so far ahead, and now I'm not sure that, you know, anybody can keep him from the nomination. So, you know, there's going to come a point here to where the rest of the guys, unless they really want Obama to be reelected, that they're going to have to lay off.
Well, you know, there's old Ron Paul. I mean, Ron hadn't changed his message. And, mm-hmm. and you know, those people.
Get off my lawn.
They're ready to rush the stage every time he finishes an answer. I mean, you know, they want to do a mosh pit with this dude.
Yeah.
And
that would break a hip.
It would. It would not be a safe thing.
Yeah.
But, you know what? He's going to get the two things he wanted. He's going to get a primetime speaking slot at the convention now, and he's going to get a seat at the platform table. Mm-hmm. And that's all he wants. And so he's got that. But he got booed a couple of times. And,
yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, what did you think of Rick Perry's, you know, because they asked him about his comments about his sort of a soft approach to the, you know, the Marines who
Oh, I don't know. I guess I was out doing something interesting at that point. Yeah. I wasn't in front of the TV.
Well,
they
asked him about that.
Okay, yeah. Give me a moment. I can pull up the audio.
Oh, well, yeah. it was. You know, they were talking about the Marines who urinated on the bodies, and he had already gone on record as saying he thought that they should be reprimanded, but not prosecuted.
Right.
And he stuck by that last night. He said that, but then he compared it. He said, "I'll tell you who, you know."
Him to say it?
I want him to say it, yeah.
They made a mistake that the military needs to deal with, and they need to be punished. But the fact of the matter is this. When the Secretary of Defense calls that a despicable act, when he calls that utterly despicable, let me tell you what's utterly despicable. Cutting Danny Pearl's head off and showing the video of it.
No, that's very good.
Hanging our contractors from bridges. That's utterly despicable.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
That's pretty strong. I mean, Governor Perry is throwing it all out there. I will say that. And, you know, he's not holding anything back.
Well, is he going to campaign for Mint, though, when he comes to Texas? That's the question.
Well, will he be? Yeah. Will he be the running mate again?
No, there's no way that'll happen.
You don't think so?
No, because Texas isn't in play.
Uh-huh.
Texas is going to go Republican. Mm-hmm. No, it's Marco Rubio. It's Marco Rubio.
Well, and Perry does not offer, not only because of his performance in the primary right now, but also because of his age, he does not offer a potential for a 16-year ticket.
Right.
Rubio does.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm wondering if he's going to draw an opponent now.
In the gov race?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wondering if there's some people out there going, well, because I tell you what, there's an attorney general who's pretty dang popular in this state.
Yep.
And I'm not saying it'll be on this cycle, but he'll end up in the governor's mansion. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Just a matter of whether he feels like he needs to stop at light governor before he moves on up. But that will be interesting to see if Perry draws an opponent,
mm-hmm.
and then he can. I don't know. Come sit on the porch and whittle over here if he wants to.
Yeah,
he can probably go any place he wants to in Whittlewood.
I really think. You know, you said that Perry didn't light your fire last night. Yeah. I think he's become a much better debater than.
Sure.
You know, I think he has. As a matter of fact, if he had not made the mistake with the, you know, remembering the third agency that he'd get rid of. And if he'd been this kind of a debater back early, you know, he may still be in the mix at this time.
Well, so. Byron York wrote a piece, I think it was Byron York wrote a piece, I don't know, almost 6 weeks ago, saying you have to have a fire inside you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a reason to run. And he showed no fire. He showed no reason to run other than he thought it was time. And had he come in with that, than possibly could. Because he's a very good retail politician, no mm-hmm. doubt. Shakes hands well, meets people well. But just didn't have his talking points in a row, and again, don't know that he had the fire in the belly. Now he's honed his message, and as he did last night. You know, he spoke well about that situation because he had a fire for that inside of him, and I don't know that he didn't have that before.
I wish he looked more relaxed up there. I mean, I know Mom always told you to, you know, stand up straight and put your shoulders back.
Yeah,
but he's sort of taking that to the nth degree. Well, you know, he looks a little stiff up there sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, and that's it. So anyway, that was number 15. And you know what?
And there's another one Thursday.
That's right. You've got time, Chase. You getting
there's
in shape, buddy?
There's another one on
Thursday. I am. It's going to be as long as the NBA season.
Yeah.
Tired of spending too much